It's Powerback time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each week we bring you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. Fear and stress love to pop up at the least convenient hour of the day, week, and month. Especially, I feel like fear loves to pop up the most when you're just on the brink of something. Like, you've put in a lot of time and a lot of effort, and you can see and feel your future right in front of you, the very thing that you have busted your ass for. And fear is like, oh, hey, we haven't talked in a while. Let's sit down and have a really awful conversation. I also find that fear and stress really love to pop up when things seem to be going out of control. And it's not always that it's something negative, but sometimes it's the quantity of things that you have to balance in your life. For instance, not long ago, we rebranded our entire company. And within 2 weeks, we saw an incredible influx of inquiries. A lot of these were people that had been watching for quite some time, and our rebrand sparked something within them. And it was also a lot of people that just became ready and the stars happened to align. But here's what's showing up because of that. Greatness is great, but too much of a good thing is a challenge no matter what it is. And what we're finding right now is the need to slow down, focus, develop processes, and really just kind of get down into the nitty-gritty of the basics of business. And in all honesty, I've been kind of freaking out. Like, can I do this? Can I handle this? Oh my gosh, I asked for all of this, but I don't even know if I have the capacity to handle it myself, emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally. Can my team handle it? Am I putting too much on them? I mean, the conversations that I have silently are excruciating sometimes. But that's why I'm talking about it here, because I know damn well that I am not the only one that does it. I know that when you are faced with a lot of stuff on your plate, good, bad, or in between, it gets overwhelming. You start missing details, you start forgetting things, or you start losing sleep or not eating right. And then lo and behold, the magical conversation of, who am I to even think that I can do all this? Why did I do this in the first place? And here we go again. I'm going to get stressed out and I'm going to end up exactly where I started. Something that I have learned over the years, particularly through business, is the awareness of when this pops up, when I start feeling like a tornado in a handmade pottery store, when I feel like everything around me is spiraling out of control. That is my cue to say, you know what? I'm freaking out because I don't have all the information and details that I need. I'm running faster than I can walk, and it feels like wet sand is slipping right through my fingers. This week, I want you to take your power back by looking at everything that you've got going on. I'm literally asking you to pause and sit with yourself and make a list. What is going on? When are these items due? What takes priority and precedence over the others? And what is needed of me? Before you can even get to things like delegation, crossing things off your list, or going back through and saying, you know what? I can't do this. I need to tell someone. You have to first understand what is even going on in the first place. We typically bypass this entire process because why? It takes time. And we're thinking, gosh, if I don't have enough time to begin with, how on earth am I going to have the time to sit down and figure it all out? Well, here's where the power back really comes into play. By giving yourself the time to stop, breathe, and really look at everything, most of the time you'll find it's actually not quite as overwhelming as what it seems, because in your head you create scenarios and everything's always mulling around. You don't have it written down, which means that you're constantly thinking, which means you're constantly worrying about not forgetting. One of the best ways to get a handle on fear and stress is to educate yourself. Go through the details. Understand your deadlines. Understand what you need to do and who you need to help you with. Because when it's down on paper and you have an action plan, it's not rolling around in your head like some Tasmanian devil. And you know what? You can sleep a lot more peacefully knowing that you're not going to forget it because it's down on paper. So this week I challenge you. I challenge you for 15 or 20 minutes of silence with yourself, with a notebook or a calendar or a spreadsheet or a Word document or however you like to document things. And take a look at the next few weeks of your life. What is stressing you out? What do you need to know to be more peaceful? And how can you help yourself to achieve things more efficiently and less stressfully? Join me next week on the Gutsy Podcast with a very special guest, Kelly Catron, owner of Sally Forth Supply Company. And she digs into how hard it is to run a handmade business as a solopreneur. But it can be done, and she shares nuggets of wisdom on how you can be more efficient and less stressed. Until then, follow the Gutsy Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And for more Gutsy insight, follow me personally at ThatLauraAura. See you next time.